Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke in his weekly Saturday address about the dangers of potential nuclear terrorism.
Fortunately, because of our efforts so far, no terrorist group has yet succeeded in obtaining a nuclear device or producing a dirty bomb using radioactive materials. But we know that Al-Qaeda has tried.
The president delivered his address from the Nuclear Security Summit, where world leaders gathered to discuss what Obama described as one of the greatest threats to global security, terrorists getting their hands on a weapon of mass destruction. Obama says global efforts to stop terrorists and others from using nuclear weapons are by no means finished. Obama closed the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington Friday by saying world leaders have made significant and meaningful progress over the last 6 years in securing stockpiles of nuclear material. Officials in Syria say the army has found a mass grave in Palmyra. Authorities say the grave contained at least 40 bodies, including women and 3 children. Some of the bodies have been beheaded. The army captured Palmyra from Islamic State militants Sunday. Heavy fighting has broken out between regional rivals Armenia and Azerbaijan in the tense separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh during a clash serious enough to warrant the attention of Russian President Vladimir Putin. At least one child is believed to have been killed in the fighting between the two former Soviet republics that broke out late Friday. Each side blames the other for starting the fighting, and both sides say the other has sustained heavy losses. This is VOA News. An attack by an